you know, I've been through a week with, you know, family problems and things that you're working out. But it's like it's wonderful that you can just give everything up to Jesus. He is big. I was listening. If you ever want to hear somebody good as David Wilkinson, I get onto all of his old tapes, and it's been so touching me. But you know, he was talking about the power and the anointing of Jesus is so much greater than what the enemy. And even though, do you know, there is honestly going to be so much shaking going on. And we feel this church has been shaken. You know, there's things happening that's kind of out of our control. But we've got to give it to Jesus. And, you know, he works it out for good. And I have to say, I don't know whether I'm even allowed to say this, but Liz went back, I'm going to, because we can pray. Liz went back to Israel on Tuesday, but she was stopped at the gates. And they're trying to not let her get in. So I don't know whether she's been sent back to New Zealand or whether she's in Israel. And because I messaged and I don't think she can message. So we pray for Liz because she really wants to get back there. She's got such a big group that she ministers to every week. So, you know, and looks after people. She feeds the poor, you know, when Annette was talking today. That's what they do. In Israel, she has this, you know, place where they just cook food. It's usually spaghetti bolognese or something like that. But they really feed a lot of people and they know where to come to get food. So, you know, we just don't know. You know, what I'm feeling is you just don't know what tomorrow brings. And God is saying we have to be prepared and just give it to him. I mean, Shirley and Malcolm will tell you about that. They're selling houses and buying houses and doing everything. You know, it's like one day they were thought, yeah, no, we're living here. And then God speaks to them. And what are they going to do? Go to Papamoa. I just know that God is juggling things around to put things in place, to put people in the right place. And things are happening that... He's bringing everything out into the open. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. I'm going to talk from Ephesians 3, but I was listening to Bill Johnson yesterday. He'd Catch the Fire. Toronto has got a conference on at present with all the leaders. But he was preaching about the seed of the Father being in us. When we became a Christian, the seed of the Father was put in us. And I back up with the scripture, John 3:9, no one who is born of God will continue to sin because God's seed remains in him. And I get out of that because it says, no one who is born of God will continue to sin. Isn't that huge? That is huge. So that means we can come to a place where we don't sin. I mean, I know that we're sinners, and I know you're getting it, aren't you? when there's a teacher in the place. But it's like, it says this here, no one is born of God who will continue to sin because God's seed remains in them. And I think people that really backslide, I don't think they were truly born again, to be honest. We have to, you know, born again, I believe the harvest that is coming is going to be people just kneeling and weeping and crying before God, that it changes them completely. I mean, I know so many Christians that are in the world doing worse than what non-Christians are doing. How could you have the seed of the Father? How could you have heaven in you and turn around and do the absolute opposite? I don't know. And we have what I love. We have the Holy Spirit in us. He fills us, but we need to be replenished. You know, because when you give out, like if I'm praying for somebody, the Holy Spirit in me gets imparted. And it's flowing out of you. That's what happened to Jesus. Someone touched the hem of the garment and he felt something flow from him. And that's when you're full, because when I pray for somebody, I want to be so filled to overflowing that I'm right in the Holy Spirit. But afterwards, I get replenished. And that's what we've got to learn to do, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be saying, Father, just fill me with the Holy Spirit. Just fill me continuously. We need to be so full that we can hardly sit down under the anointing. Isn't that true? The seed signifies the principle of spiritual life as imparted to the believer. Isn't that good? We are born again of imperishable seed from God. That seed remains in the believer. Well, and I just love it, will not continue to sin. We can really get to that place. You know, if I have a bad thought about somebody or I'm judging, you know, I just say, God, I want your thoughts on this. If I'm wrong, please take it away and forgive me. There is discernment. There's a lot of people out there that are preaching that need a bit of discernment. But as Bill Johnson said, the seed will shine when we get into him. Let the Father will illuminate, will show the glory. We will explode. It would be like when I come near these ones, they will feel the glow and the anointing because the seed of the Father has grown. And the more we're with the Father, the more we're in the Word of God, the seed that is planted will just explode. Whew! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I just said, surely knowing this, we would not get into known sin. Be careful of our words, actions, and what path we walk. And I just... you know, there is going to be this year a unity of love like never before. And I just feel God's knitting us together, but there's got to be love. You know, we had the Gateway people come over Christmas, and they said they never felt so loved. It was wonderful to feel the Holy Spirit. And we need this encouragement. Well, I do. I do. But they said it was amazing. So we've got something special here that we want it to grow. Yeah. And, you know, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's to be pray daily in tongues. And I say this a lot, but your tongues, when you're in tongues, three angels come around you. The angels love it when you're in heavenly language because it's heavenly. I was listening to a guy on Sid Roth and then the phone rang and I only heard half of it, but I did hear that. I did hear that bit, that angels come when you're in the heavenly language. And I got excited. And so, you know, I joined Clive. When Clive's going around the house in tongues, I'll join him. And so the angelic realm is getting full in our place, you know. It's and you feel the anointing. Sometimes I'm sitting down, I'm just in the anointing worshipping, or just worship on me, you know, singing. And then I feel an angel in my ear. Has anybody felt that? And it's like, oh, it's going, more, Lord. That, you know, then I feel the wind of the Spirit. And I don't talk to the angels, but I know they're there and I appreciate them because they want to rest on me. They want to encourage me. They want to touch me. And I just go, bring it on. We have got so much at our fingertips of God. We really have. And it's somehow, I know this year the harvest angels have already gone out to get the angel. 2019 is going to be a change. And honestly, it is. And I thought it was going to happen the first month, but we're in the first month. But there are things happening. There are things happening. And you see what happens to our government. You see what's going to be brought out into light. What's in darkness is going to be brought out. God is shaking. He's shaking. And it's like, we've got to get prepared. And when you think the seed of the Father's in you, the Holy Spirit's in you, and who else is in you? Who did you invite into your heart? Jesus. So that's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit is in us. So we're dynamo. We are dynamo. No, we're still dynamo. That's the way I'm saying. Oh, dynamo's the magician. Well, I don't mean it like that. It's like we're going to explode with the dynamite. We're going to explode with the Holy Spirit. No, we're not a magician. But we're going to be just so full of the glory of Jesus. Please leave it, Clive. He'll laugh forever. Thank you, Jesus. Love my husband. But who believes God's moving and this is the year of breakthrough? I want, there's not many here, but woman, no, there's not many. Woman under the age of 60. Can you stand? I want you to come out. You don't know what you're coming out for, do you? Isn't it exciting? Okay. This is what the Father said to do. Oh, this is awesome. Yes. The Lord said that God is going to anoint you, wow, with a Deborah anointing. And I feel I'm weeping in this, and some of you are already walking in it, but God said that as I anoint you today, you will go to another level in the Holy Spirit. And you will be a leader, and you will do things that is great exploits. God said that she was one that had tuition. She was one that she had the mind of Christ. She knew what she was doing and she went out and did it. And she went out before the men. She was a prophetess. So if you want this, just put your hands in the air and I'm going to lay hands on you. And I'm sorry for the ones, but I'm going to anoint you, then I'll lay hands on you. I'll just anoint. Thank you, Jesus. Then I'll come and pray, okay? Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to read up about Deborah. Thank you, Jesus. This is awesome. And you're blessed with your age. My goodness. Right. Now I'm going to lay hands on you. No, first, my Father said that he will mantle you. There's angels behind you right now. And Father, I just pray, I'm being obedient to you. And I just say, Father, let the angels anoint these ones with a Deborah anointing. Lord, let it fall upon them. Lord, change their old mindsets, all their shame, whatever you're thinking, how could I be a Deborah? We just break all that. And we just say, God, anoint with your presence. Wow. Anoint. Can you get behind Natasha? Oh, she's got children, so. I just anoint you, mantle you. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Mummy's all right, sweetheart. Thank you, Lord. Whoa. And for Anna, the prophetess, with a Deborah anointing. We just anoint in Jesus' name. Roshni, Lord. We just anoint. Thank you. There it is. So, Lord, I just bless these ladies. I pray that they go higher and higher and higher. I pray that as they read about Deborah, that it gets them alive in the spirit, that it really, they really take off. Thank you. Get excited about this. Give them a clap. Thank you. Thank you. You can sit down. First, can I just say, this is the year where we need to walk knowing the power of His glory. And I told you there's going to be an amazing shaking, but there's also going to be an amazing awakening. And I want that. Awakening of who He is. Awakening of what He can do for us. Awakening that He's coming again and we're going to be the remnant. It's just He's coming, church. He's coming. We're the remnant. I believe we're the last generation before the Lord's return. I honestly do. None of us might never die. I believe it's so close. I just believe it. And I just know that the harvest is going to come in so quickly. But He's kept it back because He's needed people that He can trust. That's the only reason He has kept the harvest back. Because He needs people that are ready, that are awakened to the hour we're in and able to reach and teach and touch people with the Word of God. It's going to happen. Whoa. And I just also, I've got here, the Lion of Judah is about to roar. And that breaks things. That is a breaking anointing. I just think we need a lion that roars. That's how it's been. Subdued. We need a roaring lion. Lynette and I saw that and we thought it was good, but it's just like, now I want a roaring lion. I want a lion to roar. It's a breaker anointing. It's a breakthrough anointing. And our church is a breakthrough. It's Elijah anointing. It's restoring all things. Families are going to come back. That basket in there, people are going to get saved. All our DNA that we carry goes into our children. And they're going to come back. They're going to be on fire. And this is the year. I prophesy it. I declare it. I declare salvations. I declare wholeness in God. I pray that when they come back, they get truly born again with the seed of the Father, that they will never look back, but they will go forward, that they won't be pulled into the things of the world. They won't be going this way and that way, but they will go, I've got my eyes on Jesus. You know, where to look up and not look But it's a real breaker anointing breaking out. We can't do the things that we used to do that are sin. We've got to say, God, I don't want to do it. I want to walk in holiness and purity. How can He bring people in if we're in sin? If we've got addictions? It's true. My pies are getting better. Haven't had one for a long time. A pie. When I was in Israel, that's all I ever talked about was pies, and they were all drooling, and then when they got back, I got message, had my pie, had my pie, had my pie, had my pie. But I'm really serious. You know, we could have addictions to coffee or chocolate or to sex or to alcohol. I don't know where you all at. I wouldn't even have alcohol in my house. But that's me. That's how God's spoken to me. But whatever addiction, pornography is rife. And what did you see what New York did with that they can abort a baby at its birth date? At its birth date. And so they give it poison, they poison them, and then the next day she's to have it. But what's the world coming to? We've got to carry the glory of His presence. We've got to have a breaker anointing. You know, God said that we, a nation, can be healed in one day. One day. Wouldn't it be wonderful? You know, if our whole parliament turned around, I mean, they're going for abortions. Our prime minister thinks it's all right, and yet she has a little baby in her arms. Gay marriages, we were one of the first countries. It's like we have to share the light of the glory of God. We have to have more. And so the Lord, the Lion of Judah is going to roar. Oh, can you just blow your show? Just let this be a roar of the Spirit. Let's just have shackles broken off us. Is that all right, Nick? Thanks, Nicholas. Come up here. But I just want, if you've got any addictions, if you've got anything, let's believe that it will be broken, you know, right off you now. Whatever problem, you know, you can see I overeat. I want that broken off me. I want to be healthy, that my knees work. It's, you know, I'm just knowing that God wants to bring us into wholeness to be ready for what's to come. So as Nicholas, we can roar too, because you break it off you. If you really want to change, you might be a gossiper. You might be a miserable, I don't know, you're all beautiful, but you could be miserable and always negative. Or whatever. You could swear. Let that come off you today as we roar. Because God doesn't want us to swear. Hallelujah. You ready? God wants it. Let's stand, and I want you to roar. When we say one, two, it might take him a wee bit to get into it, but we will roar. One, two, three. Roar! Oh! Shake it off. Roar! Roar! Jesus! 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Whoa. Whoa. Oh. Double whammer. Thank you. Now just shake it off. Step forward out of it. Say, I want holiness and purity. I want to be used in the end times. Whatever way I say yes, Lord. And say another yes, Lord. And yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you call me to do, I say yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Please be seated. Woo! I'm going to eat green stuff like you now, Clive. Clive did my dinner last night. I said, what was that green stuff? You don't like green stuff? And I said, broccoli? No. He has piles of it. He's a good boy. But I see. So, I'm grateful for what he did. Anyway, I just see time's gone and I'm all over the place. Ephesians chapter 3, 14, 21. This is just so amazing. Am I in the right place? Ephesians. I'm in John, sorry. I've got the anointing. I'm shaking. Oh, my goodness. He's strong up. Colossians, Galatians, Ephesians. I'm Thessalonians. It must be before. Ephesians 3. Okay, we all know this. Is it put up? No. Pardon? Wait, I've just lost it, Clive. Ephesians 3:14. Now this is Paul speaking, and he's down on his knees. I love it. For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the scripture for now, for next week, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after, and the week after. From whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? Who the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. Isn't that powerful? We take that on. To be strengthened. Strengthened with might. With might. And it doesn't matter, Anne, how old we are. We're going to be given might. Doris, might. Strength. Inner man. I always find to feed my inner man is to get into the heavenly language. I get exploding. I'm like Big Hulk. You know, I'm just going, who can I put my hands on? You know, it's like, who's coming in the door? I'll put my hands on them. Because I'm built up. So I go to Chartwell. And people come to me. What have you got? And I go, phew. Got the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because the seed of the Father, I never saw that before. The seed of the Father is in me. Where did we get up to, Clive? That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. That you being rooted and grounded in love. That is what's coming to the church. We've been backbiting and judging and criticizing, and I don't know. I've been through a lot in this church with things that have been out of my control, where other people have got hurt, and it's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be love. Love is the key to everything we do. And Jesus is the source of it all. And you know what? Bob Jones said that when you get to heaven, Jesus will say, did you love much? So you've got to love on everybody. You know when you get a new baby and you just want to slurp on it? They love. When you see your grandchild, your younger one's son, but when you get your grandchild, it's like, you know. And I worked in a daycare and they'd go, oh, Trishy's been here. There's kisses of lipstick all over and over their tummies and everything. And I go, oh, you know, it's just that love, you know, because you know a baby can't talk back. They just smile and love it. And but that's just amazing love. Whoa. Grounded in love. May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height. Well, that is amazing, isn't it? We don't know the width, we don't know the length, we don't know the height of what God's doing in this hour. But God is going to show us to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that ye may be filled with all the fullness. So you're going to be filled with all the fullness. You are going to be filled with the So you are all full to overflowing, that when you stand up, you will be like wobbly jelly, and you will be overflowing because the anointing of God is in us. We get hold of that. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Everything. I love it. The fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think, according to the power that works in us. And we have got the Father, we have got the Son, and we've got the Holy Spirit. But I tell you what, they all seep out when you are in sin. They don't stick around. They seep out. So we've got to be filled. We've got to repent. We've got to go to God daily. Hallelujah. You know, this is revelation from Paul, and I love it. I just got a few. I know I've gone over time, but like the content of Paul's prayer, there are about six matters, things in here that he shares and declares. And I think we need to share and declare the word of God. This scripture gives you inner strength. As you read it, it gives you inner strength because it's all revelation and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Two, it's an indwelling of Christ in our heart. And I've shared that quite a lot. But he's in us, the majestic one, the one that is sitting at the right hand of the Father, the one that went to the cross for us. You know how much we have to love him for what he's done. But he indwells us. He's in us. Yeah, and three, to comprehend, to know the love of Christ. Just thinking of a gooey baby. Love on them. To be filled with all the fullness of God. Five, we can do exceedingly abundantly according to the power that works in us. To him be the glory in the church, to all generations. I've got our children and our grandchildren. The name of Jesus is to be declared. Miracles will happen. Hallelujah. And in John 14, in Acts 1:8, Jesus also promised, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be witnesses for me in Jerusalem, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And some of you will go to different places of the earth. Some of this changing. I mean, we thought we would have Shirley and Malcolm here forever. And ever. And ever. And more ever. But they're going. It's sad, but we've got to accept that as God. And they will bring other people like them. God will bring other people like that to get around us. But I'm just going to finish there. But and John 14:12-14, that we know that one, that God's, I will read it. I'll finish it, this one. If the worship team could come up, that would be good. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. So we're going to do greater works than what Jesus is. And this is the year to do it. I promise you. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I just feel that, I mean, I just feel filled to overflow. And I just want you to stand and let's just receive another touch from the Holy Spirit. Then we're going to worship. You know what I love? Nobody's greater than anybody else. And in this end time, we will all be used in all different giftings. And I'm in the prophetic here, but I actually feel God is touching us in the way we should go. I mean, just listening to Annette, well, there's totally compassion, but also evangelism there. It's like it's something stirring. And I feel with all of us, I honestly feel that we're to give what we've been just back, put it in the back, and let God renew something fresh. I'm in the Spirit. I really am in the Spirit. And it's like things you've hung on to, you know, just let it go today. Surrender everything and say, God, I want a fresh start today. I want a total fresh start. I want you to come and download what you want to do in my life. And I know that some of you have had discouragements this week. Some of you are struggling this week. And I just say that God is on your case. And whatever you're going through, he's going to bring you through this far greater. You're going to win the battle. God is on the throne. He knows everything about you. He knows you when you get up in the morning. He knows when you go to bed. But I just feel there's a fresh anointing for you to soar to new heights in God, to go higher.